What's up, you guys? Jonathan here. I'm actually driving right now to head to the gym. I'm going over to Planet Fitness, which I have a membership for. I'm really trying to get that fixed so I don't have to be a member there anymore. Not that I have anything against Planet Fitness, it's just they don't have free weights and like barbells, and they don't have any they have dumbbells. They don't have any. You can't bench press, you can't really squat there, so really looking to get somewhere else. But I'm heading to Planet Fitness, and I wanted to talk to you guys today about something that's really important, and that's getting more sleep. Now, I'm actually, it's a funny topic, because it's 11, it's just daylight savings time just changed, like yesterday or the day before, so it would realistically be 12:37. But it's actually 11:37, because of the change in time. But I'm heading to the gym. I just wanted to tell you guys, I used to pride myself on not sleeping a lot, and because that's like the cool thing to do it's like the really masculine thing. I'm not against masculine, that's not the right word. It's like the really cool thing to do to be like, oh, I don't need much sleep. Like, I can go on 4, 5, 6 hours, whatever, and be fine. But I guarantee you that's just not true. I guarantee it. Because I used to be like that. And I'd function on, like, well, there was a time when I didn't do the caffeine. I wasn't doing caffeine during, when I was a little bit younger. And then later I was like, started drinking coffee, and then I started taking pre-workout. And that started supplementing basically caffeine for sleep, which I think is a really, really bad habit, just because of several things that it does. I know that I'm 100% more anxious, not nervous, but just like anxious, like kind of like fidgety. It's harder to stay focused when I'm doing the kind of caffeine to stay awake rather than when I've had good sleep. And so recently I've been like, I have a hard time going to sleep at night, not by like, oh, I lay in bed and I just can't fall asleep, but I have a hard time getting into bed and actually trying to fall asleep. Just because I like doing stuff, you know, during the night, and like, I like being with people at night. And learning at night, and so I don't sleep a whole lot. I don't go to sleep very early at night. So what I've been doing is just scheduling my day differently, to where I get about 8 or 9 hours of sleep, and then during the day I'm working. I'm waking up later and working the same amount of hours, just pushing that clock back. And people. One thing I really don't understand is the people that wake up at... Now, if it works for you, that's fine. But the people that pride themselves so much on waking up at 4:30, you know, in the morning, or 5 in the morning or whatever, when it's still really dark outside, I don't have anything against that. But I just don't understand the people that are like, oh, yeah, I do this and I feel great. Because everyone else, like, I just think you sacrifice your relationships doing that. Because, see, everyone else in your life, they're still up for you to function at... Like, let's say you wake up at 4. Let's say you're going to wake up at 4 a.m. To get 8 hours of sleep, which is really what I think we need. And I'll get to why I think we need minimum 8 hours of sleep in a minute. But to get 8 hours of sleep, you have to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. To wake up at 4... That's 4 hour, you know, to midnight, and then 4 more hours. That's 8 hours of sleep. You got to go to bed at 8. The whole rest of the world, at least in not third world countries, if you have electricity, no one's going to sleep at 8 besides you. So you're missing out on like every single, like tons of social events, because during the day, people are working, and during the night is when like social things happen. So you're basically, you might be more productive, or you might feel more productive at that time, But you just miss if you do that consistently, like forever. I think what's going to end up happening for those people is it's very likely that you'll have to you'll end up getting less sleep, therefore being less productive, and your whole productivity, you know, the whole reason you wake up at that time is to be more productive. Generally, that's what people do, is they wake up at like 4:30 to be more productive. That just totally plummets. And I've seen it with me, and people think they don't. People are crazy. People have lost their heads. They think what they think. Oh, that people say. I can't believe people say this. I can, because I used to say it too. It's just not true. I think it comes out of pride. But like the proverb says, pride cometh before the fall. So people say, oh, I work just as well on 5 hours of sleep as I do on 10 hours of sleep. BS. That's not true. Okay, I've done both. There's no way. There is no way. That's like someone saying, oh yeah, like my body, I grow way bigger muscles when I work out for 5 minutes a day, rather, you know, as opposed to working out 40 minutes a day. I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't. That just doesn't make sense. Like, humans, and people will be like, oh, you know, everyone's different. Well, yeah, but, I mean, just on minor things, not like, you know, something major like sleep. We're like 99.95% genetically the same, you know, humans are, like, to each other. So, let me tell you guys here's the reason why I say we need minimum 8 hours of sleep. The sun is down for 12 hours, okay? I believe God created the universe to work best when you work within the laws of nature. That's why trying to do anything like too fast. All right, here's an example, okay? No growth, no like vegetation, no plants, no flowers, no food, nothing. Nothing grows like really, really fast, right? If something grows too fast, it becomes cancerous, right? So, like, that's how God created the universe. Everything grows methodically and slowly, and over time, it will work if you consistently like put the work in. Okay, that's why like get rich quick schemes usually don't work, is because that's not the way the universe is created. Now, there's always exceptions to the rule, but like what I'm getting at is when you work outside the laws of nature, like you try to work out like you've never worked out, okay? And what I'm saying is the universe is created for things to grow methodically and consistently without too much growth happening too quickly. Then it becomes cancerous. When cells grow too fast, they become cancerous, okay? That's what happens when you try to work outside the laws of nature, all right? So what I'm getting at is, the sun is out, the sun is down for 12 hours out of the day. Okay, it's dark for about 12 hours, which means we need about, like, you give 1 hour on each side, okay, of that 12. So let's say like an hour while it's dark, you're like prepping for bed, okay, like ideally. And then an hour in the morning, like you know, you're not like up right immediately when the sun gets up. So like you, realistically, you probably should be getting 12 hours of sleep. But 10 hours is what you need. That's why I say, like, people that say you need 6 to 8 hours, that's crazy. That's like 60% of what you need. Of course, this the same people saying that are the same people that say, like, oh, you need 50 grams of protein during the day if you're an average human. Like, it's ridiculous, and it makes no sense, and there's very, very little, there's no science backing that. Like, when you look at people who've slept 6 hours versus people who've slept 10 hours, when you look at the studies, it's crazy. Athletic performance increases, endurance increases, like, endurance and stamina just go through the roof. Like, studies with swimmers, The swimmers that sleep like 4 hours more, like six hours versus 10 hours, mind blowing. Test scores go through the roof. That's one of the big reasons that when you go to in sports, whenever teams have to play a road game, that's why. That's part of, I mean, obviously the crowd is a factor, not having the home team, but the home crowd there. But a big reason is that your sleep patterns are totally thrown off when you go on the road. That's why for a lot of teams, their road record is way worse than their home record. All right? Like, does that make sense? This is why it's, and sleep is like, it's all positive and no negative. Like, there's no one that's ever been like, oh, I got 10 hours of sleep and it hindered my life. Like, it made me worse, or like, oh, it sapped my energy, or it made me whatever. Like, there's no neg. It's only positive, but we like to be prideful and say, oh, I only need 5 or 6 hours of sleep, blah, 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 blah. And, like, I've done it, okay? So I'm not just talking to you guys. But it doesn't make any sense. Muscles grow faster with more sleep. Your brain, like, the amount of anxiousness and anxiety. And like irritable, like I'm so irritable with less sleep, it's not even f so much more irritable with less sleep, is not even funny. Like, I mean, I consider myself to be a fairly pleasant person to be around, but like, just compared to when I do get sleep and when I don't, it's not even close. Like, it makes you a better person. That's what I'm getting at, is it makes you a better person. It makes you smarter. Like, you score better on tests, which means you memorize better, you learn better. It makes you a better athlete. Your muscles grow more. It's just every single thing, every single area of your life is improved by more sleep. Yet people sleep an average of like 6 hours a night, which is probably realistically, conservatively, that's about 75% of what we should be getting, and realistically about 66% of what we should be getting, or 50 to 66% of what we should be getting. So, moral of the story, guys, try to get more sleep. It's just the kind of thing where until you feel the benefits of it, you're just not gonna do it. Okay, like, do it, get more sleep, and then come back to me, and I'll let you know. Yeah, like, exactly. All right. I just don't believe that people oftentimes don't take other people's word for it until like they do it by like coincidentally, and then they feel the effects of it themselves. Like, that's just how the world works. It's very difficult to just get someone to take your word for something like this, especially something that's so ingrained in them. But I'm just telling you guys, try it. Try it like 2 nights in a row. And you'll see, like, just feel your eyes. Now, this is my biggest thing, okay? When I don't get a lot of sleep, number one, I can look at my eyelids. This might sound kind of weird. I can literally look at my eyelids, and they are like, I'm looking right now, and I didn't get quite as much sleep last night because I've been sick. I think I have the flu, actually, or I've had the flu. And like, my left eyelid is like dragging. Like, I can see more of it. And when I do get sleep, it like it is re it sounds weird, but here's the thing. Here's what's happening. So like, when I don't get a lot of sleep, my eyelids, like, my eyes are, they're more narrow. My eyelids are covering more of my eyes. And what that is, that's my body saying it's trying to close, it's literally trying to close my eyes to get me more sleep. Like, why else would your eyes be like that? And the same thing with like bags and dark circles under your eyes. It's just like your eyes are not, they're not meant to be, intaking that data and having to work and process for 16 hours of the day, no less. 18 hours of the day rather than, 12 hours of the day. Like, your eyes are meant to be working and processing for 12 hours, not 1.5 times that amount, 18 hours. Does that make sense? So, give it a go. Try tonight. Practical tip. Practical tip right here. You want something to go do? Get more, just one, two nights in a row. Like, and then I promise you, the amount of caffeine you think you need, this is so crazy. Like, I love caffeine. I love energy. So, like, I've been caffeine, like, at some points it was unhealthy. I've definitely taken 1,000 milligrams caffeine a day before. And not like randomly, like I never took it and then like, you know, boom, 1,000. But I built up like a bit of a tolerance, and I ended up getting like 1,000 milligrams caffeine a day, which is like definitely not healthy. Throws off your sleep, like really throws off your sleep. But I find I'm less anxious. I'm less like jittery, kind of. I can focus longer when I get to sleep as opposed to when I'm running on caffeine energy. Okay, so I find that I don't need nearly as much. Like a cup of coffee, like, helps in the morning, but then after that, like, that's maybe not even 100 milligrams of caffeine, and then that's all I need for the rest of the day. Like, that's it, because I got sleep. And, you know, it's not really natural even to be taking in that caffeine, but coffee is definitely the best way to do it. I love pre-workout as well, but I don't know. So I'm just letting you guys know. Give it a go. I'm going to wrap it up. Just try tonight. Get some sleep. Go for 10 hours. You get 10 hours of sleep and you wake up and, like, tell me how you feel the next day. It's going to blow your mind. All right? All right. I will catch you guys in the next one. This has been Jonathan Broughton, and I'll see you guys later. Peace out.